Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled Renewal and Revival, Lessons from King Hezekiah. Scripture is found in 2 Chronicles 29 through 32. In these chapters, we witness the remarkable reforms of King Hezekiah, who led Judah in a spiritual revival, rooted deeply in repentance and obedience to God. His leadership exemplifies the power of godly influence and the importance of prioritizing God's statutes in personal and communal life. Returning to God, as highlighted in 2 Chronicles 29, we see that Hezekiah began his reign by opening and repairing the doors of the temple, signifying a reopening of the path to worship and dedication to God. Here we reflect in your personal life, reflect what needs to be reopened or repaired to restore your relationship with God. We also see consecration and cleansing as highlighted in 2 Chronicles 29, 15 through 19. We see the priest and Levites purify themselves, and then the temple, showing the importance of personal purification before leading others in worship. One thing to reflect on is, how often do you assess your spiritual cleanliness? What steps can you take to consecrate yourself to the Lord daily? Another chapter and scripture to highlight is the restoration of worship, found in 2 Chronicles 29, 20 to 36. Here we see that Hezekiah restored proper worship, which included sacrifices and music praising God, reinstating the joy and community fellowship in worship. One thing to reflect on is, what role does worship play in your life? Are you actively participating in communal worship and finding joy in it? Faith and deliverance. We see this highlighted in 2 Chronicles 32, 1 through 22. Faced with powerful enemy, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord's protection rather than his own strength or alliances with other nations. Something to reflect on here is, when facing trials, where do you turn for help? And how can you cultivate a deeper trust in God's deliverance? King Hezekiah's life teaches us valuable lessons on the impact of leading a life centered on God's principles. Just as Hezekiah led Judah to a spiritual revival, we are called to be instruments of revival in all spheres, encouraging a collective return to fervent worship and devout obedience. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just as King Hezekiah led his people back to you, help us lead lives that reflect your love and statutes. May our hearts be steadfast in your service and our lives a testament to your enduring grace. God, help us to trust you in all circumstances, for the courage to rely on you alone for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of worship. And I ask that for a heart that seeks joy and communion with others through praise. Lord Jesus, I pray that for personal purification and for the church's purity, that both may be pleasing and devoted to you, my Lord. And Father, I ask to reveal any areas of my life that have been closed off to you, and I seek your guidance in repairing those areas. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Questions to reflect on. What are specific areas in your life where you need spiritual renewal? And how can you encourage those around you to also seek a closer walk with God? Have a blessed day, everyone.